Welcome to the Fuller Monday Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 21st of November, recording at 9:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, this global stock market rally, most indices are reasonably firm in here today. No big gains, but say steady action overall, which is no bad thing when you consider the strength of the move that we have seen since mid-October. Most likely areas to do extremely well in Asia, and Japan among the biggies, South Korea, India. I think India is going to go through to new highs on this general momentum move that we're seeing in stock markets. The Philippines, one of the more speculative ones, but that I've cited previously, that's been making a dramatic comeback recently. And we probably have enough liquidity sloshing around in the system for this to be a rising tide that lifts most boats, note most rather than all. I do notice some profit taking in some of the very thin markets, so some of the Eastern European markets, and even some of the Middle Eastern markets. No doubt that's influenced in part by the oil price, but also there are some people around who have been playing those markets, pure momentum moves on petrodollars, and not Eastern Europe on petrodollars, but certainly momentum moves, thin markets, and people are realizing that if conditions become a little bit more difficult, say if not later this year, and it'll probably be next year at some point next year, that it'll be very difficult to get out of some of those markets. So we're seeing people move towards some bigger cap stocks overall. And this metals area, I mean, the metals have just been booming. Note the new high on Rio Tinto. That's one of my favorite core positions. And do have a look at those charts on Inco, and have a look at the chart of nickel. I mean, I've been pointing out nickel for, I think I probably started late last month, saying we might be down. We were down in an interesting area, but we needed to see some clear upper dynamics coming in on the charts, and we have been seeing that recently. Had a terrific day in here today, and that could cause Inco, which has been a little bit of a sleeper recently, to take off over the next year or two. That's my own purchase in that, and I didn't go in aggressively. I never do with an opening position, but if I see any easing back on that, I would add to it, and I'd also add to it on a breakout. Okay, what else to mention? Government bonds. Looks like they're up a little bit in here today. I think the best we can see is a bit of a further technical rally up off those March lows. But it's not something that's worth playing, in my view, because they're just rallying within an extended top formation for bond prices. U.S. dollar, well, this was interesting. It got thumped earlier on in the day. Well, that's an exaggeration, but it was soft earlier on in the day, and then came back, at least against the European currencies, turned around a slide against the Swissie, for instance, which was making me a bit nervous because I am still long the dollar against the Swissie and the euro. So got back to the breakout points, dipped down to 130.80 against the Swissie, but is currently trading just below the 132. Level. That's not far off the high of the day. And the euro, the euro had rallied back up to 118.37, but is now 117.28, down 47 on the day. So, but that's some of the resources currencies. These aren't going to be kept out of the picture for long here. And we have them appreciating here today. Canadian, the and the Aussie and the New Zealand dollar, just because these resources, man, this is a hot story. It's really been a hot story since early 2003, as veteran subscribers will be well aware. It's been just a favorite. On the supply and elasticity basis, plus unprecedented global demand, and not least coming from China, of course. And that's been a much bigger story in the metals than it has been for crude oil. I think China only imports something like 6% of the oil going, where it produces, or rather, it imports a much, much bigger proportion. I think it must be over 40% of number of these metals, and higher in some instances. So this is a red hot sector, and people keep jumping out of it because of the cyclical versus secular debate. I maintain, as I have all along, that this is a secular trend, not a cyclical trend. We will get some pretty big swings within the secular trend, and not least in what we've seen in the nickel recently. But have a look at those charts that I posted in the little item on Inco. And gold, well, just powering ahead, up on the spot price and after hours trading, 491.35. I wouldn't be surprised if it tests 500 tomorrow. And you know that what I like about it is that the forecast, a lot of people are now saying, well, maybe it is going to get to 500. And some of the other bullish comments, people previously, before when gold was hovering around the $460 area, a number of people were saying, well, I'll buy it when it gets down, or if it gets down to 440. I'm talking about major reports going out with comments like that. So there are a lot of people who've been talking about buying gold but haven't really done so, or haven't done so very aggressively. They're starting to buy more. I maintain we're in the second psychological perception stage, when gold is viewed pretty well universally as hard money. And that is reflected, of course, in the strength of gold against all the various different currencies. So good day here. You'll notice that Philadelphia gold and silver index breaking out to new high ground. It's interesting. That's led the gold bugs, the unhedged mines, this time around. That's a bit of a change. I regard the mining companies, I hold a number of them, but I regard them as a little bit more speculative, as definitely more speculative than the bullion, because all sorts of things can go wrong with mines. But of course, you get the hot ones, and there will be more money. Well, no, I'll change that. I was going to say there'd be more money chasing the mines than bullion, just the opposite. But there'll be enough money chasing the shares, and there isn't that much of it about. There aren't that many of them about in terms of overall capitalization, to make that quite a glamour sector, along with the industrial metal mining companies. But say good day in these metals and silver, trading up here at 8:16 on the December contract. After hours, they're all very, very firm here. I think platinum will have another look at $1,000 before very long. But gold and silver are the ones that have moved least recently. Palladium, followed by platinum, led the move, initial move on the upside, and they still look terrific for the long term. I expect them to go much higher. So hot stuff. I'm gonna roll my ill-timed last purchases in December natural gas forward tomorrow. I'm going to have to do that on my spread bet positions. They've been really wheeling around. I missed a window there to step out. I could have stepped out even on the combination of positions in the December contract on Thursday, but it was a chart seminar day. But never mind. I don't expect these to stay weak for that much longer. Ditto crude oil. I don't expect it to stay weak for that much longer, and I'm impressed to see the way some of the oil shares are beginning to push up. That's probably a reasonably good lead indicator. And given the hour, folks, and the fact that a number of people want to hear this before they go to sleep, so they tell me from the emails I receive, I will bid you adieu. All the best.